Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye. Streams of living water shall flow from...
Hello, my friend. If by any chance you hear waves and the splashing of water, it's because one more time I'm blessed to be by a large body of water. No, not as big as last week's. If you're sharing this in sequence with me, last week I was out on the end of Long Island, and today I'm near one of the, in fact right over, on a little covered deck, one of my favorite bodies of water. Since 1962, I've been blessed to be here at one time or another, and sometimes for large stretches of time, on Keuka Lake. My father and mother, thoughtful about our family, chose to buy a small cabin when they had very little money. Sending us off to college, they wanted a place where they could bring us home again with each other and with them, as so many families do. Indeed, families without a lot of means, but with a lot of intentionality. With the means that love is, the means of sacrifice and willingness to make places, not waves, places for family life. My father died a few short years after we had that home while he was doing some repair on it. And so it's a memorial for us in so many ways. And yet a few years ago we had to sell it after my mother died. But if you've had any experience like this, and as I do now and take you into a little bit of time here, wherever here might be for you now, I'm quite struck again by how places bring us back to life. They may be the very place where we began our life. I'm thinking now of the Aboriginal people of Australia, known for this particularly, but maybe not completely unique on the face of our wonderful planet Earth. But they're named by where they're born, by a stream or a brook or under a bush or a tree where the mother lay down and gave birth. The person's name comes forth from that place because that is the place of life, the place of birth. And with that, too, is a great sense of their song dance or song walk. I forget the name right now, my friend, because without research, all this rises in my heart of the beautiful truth that you and I are partners in the life of this planet, and places here bring us back to life. In fact, we know we are water people, and this is the water planet. Maybe there are many more in the large, vast universe, the cosmos, that would be of water like we are, but a significant percentage of what we are, each of us, body-wise, and our planet too, and each creature on it, even stones, bear an exceptional amount of water as their content. Well, I'm contented to be here now, to have a few minutes in the middle of a journey, a trip back to the mountain, to pause here, to sneak down on this deck at a lovely place we used to come to, which is actually now closed, and to presume I can sit here by the lake. We sometimes do that, don't we? We go just a bit further, possibly off the road, onto the edge of the road, on a corner of a driveway of someone else's home, to pause for a moment, maybe to make a phone call, possibly to catch our breath or take a sip of the coffee beside us, maybe just to recollect ourselves before we pass on to somewhere else, before we pass on. As we are passing on, as this water passes through and underneath this deck and makes its lovely lapping sounds, related sounds, but not the same, when I was near the ocean on a bay last week, language. Water has it, and we each do. And it calls us home to places where we were born and are reborn, and feel the possibility of giving birth to others. It's not a note only of nostalgia or that sense of remembering that brings us to an emotional sense, but it's a deeper affectivity of being joined with, one with, somehow blossoming here. As the daylight is coming to this area, the sun was rising actually as I drove over the hills coming here. Traveling from east to west, brother sun traveling with me over my shoulder. When I rose this morning before the sun was up, the moon, sister moon, still in the sky. Had a different body of water this morning, one neatly called Mud Lake. We might simply say to each other, where am I finding refreshment these days? You may not be listening to this at the nearing of this summer time, but that's when I'm sitting and feeling it and reflecting on it with you, that this season, like all seasons, does not end but unfolds into another. This lake, like other bodies of water, at least many, flows on to other streams and onto other bodies of water. This moment, singular and unique as it is, in some mysterious way may flow on to other moments. But here, as a child of the water and loving the lake, I don't want this moment to go anywhere. And you know it's not. The phrases are not trite, but true. We are here now. The breath of the air moving by me is here now. And the lake below me lifts me up here. Yes, I hope and pray to pass to be with others this day back at the mountain. Yes, other places and times, praise God, that I'll be able to be with others. But I haven't just thrown my car to the side of the road, and I'm not just drinking or sipping a cup of coffee now, though I love it. I'm drinking in this moment with you, wherever you are. It's here for us. Certainly there are techniques and ways of meditating, helpful patterns of moving into mantras and finding our breath and sitting erect, and I could track us back through a few of those now, but I'd welcome your tracks to take you just simply where you are, and in breathing, sense the bounty and the freshness of the water planet. Earth, our sister mother, is here for us, and we, I believe and hope, more and more for her and one another. But we come to know that, for me anyway, interestingly enough, when we're willing to stop a moment or two, even as a boat goes by, and pause at the beginning of another day or at the end of one, and let our hearts be lifted, and let our souls be cleaned and refreshed by whatever else it is that is here that is of life. The life that lifts us up even as this lake is moved and I am soon to go from it, that you and I too might move into this day or next moment gently, slowly, intentionally, joyfully, full of new life, living well with each other, from place to place, bounty to bounty, moment to moment, pond to lake to ocean, as we abide and meditate, love and live on Sister Mother Earth. Blessings, my friend. Have a wonderful day. Take time wherever you are. Pause and let us remember each other. Peace.
streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye. Streams of living water shall flow from